Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masachas Midos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tess, and Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Tess being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel, Shishib Zechrevan, Josevi Kogon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now we just said in the previous Mishnah that the Kohanim of the Beis Av, they're going to be serving the next in the Beis HaMikdash, they would be sleeping in the Beis HaMoiked, they were in charge of the keys of the Azara. So here we further discuss this. Umakam Hayasham Amal Amma, in the Beis HaMoiked, there was a place, it was an Amma by an Amma on the floor, it was basically one of the floor tiles, Vitavashal Shayesh, it was a marble tablet, Vitabas Hayasakavuaba, and there was a ring on the top of it, so you could pull it out of the ground. And there was a chain on the underside of it that had the keys hanging from it. Now, when it was the end of the day and it came time to close up the Azara, he, meaning the designated Kayin, would pick up this tablet by using the ring. He would take the keys off the chain. Kayin, who was inside the Azara, he would close all the doors from the inside. There was a Levi who slept outside the Beis HaMoiked on Harabayas. Now, Gomer Milinol, once he finished closing up all the doors, he would put the keys back onto that chain. This floor tile would be put back in its place. The kohen would now put his clothing on it, and then he would sleep, so it was well protected. And here's our last discussion of the Beis HaMoiked. If one of the kohanim overnight experienced keri, that makes him tamei, and he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, so he would go out of the room using the tunnel that goes underneath the Beis HaMikdash. We had mentioned this briefly previously, that one of the chambers or one of the small rooms in the corner of the Beis HaMoiked led to this underground tunnel. There were lamps lit on both sides so that he could see where he was going. He would walk through this tunnel until he reached the Beis HaTfila. There was a mikveh there. There was also a bathroom, as we had mentioned, and he would go to the mikveh to mitare himself. However, he's still not allowed into the Beis HaMikdash, and so Rabbi Lezer Yaakov Emer, he tells us that when he was leaving, he would go by way of a tunnel that passed underneath the chel, which we're going to be learning about in the next parak, and then he would go out of Harabayas using Shire Tadi, which we had mentioned earlier. Moving on to Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph, we're going to be discussing the layout of Harabayas itself. Harabayas haya chamish meis ama al chamish meis ama. Harabayas is 500 by 500 amas. That's the entire area, which is called Harabayas. It has a certain level of kedusha. Outside of it might technically be a mountain, but it's not considered Harabayas, so it doesn't have this kedusha. It's only this 500 by 500 amas, which is considered Harabayas. A person has toma yotze migufay. For example, a woman who's a nida or a man who's a zav, they're not allowed on Harabayas. Now the Mishnah describes where the Beis HaMikdash compound, basically the main structure of the Beis HaMikdash, where that was situated in the whole Harabayas. So Rubay min Hadarayim, the majority of the empty or open space of Harabayas was in the south of it, which is, let's say, if you're facing the Beis HaMikdash, that would be towards the left-hand side. In other words, according to this, the Beis HaMikdash was not situated in the middle of Harabayas. It was situated a little bit off to the right. So that means the left-hand side, Darayim, was a very large open area. Then Sheni Loi, the next largest open area of Harabayas, was Min HaMizrach, that was the eastern side. And Shlishi Loi Min HaTzafayin, the next side is on the Tzafayin, the north or the right-hand side of the Beis HaMikdash, and Miyutim Min HaMayriv, there was just a little bit of Harabayas in the Mayriv, the west, that would be, let's say, the back part of the Beis HaMikdash, that's basically behind the Kodesh Kedoshim. And as we had mentioned earlier in the Masechta, when we go to the Kodesh HaMaravi to Davin, so that's, so to speak, the back wall of Harabayas, that's behind the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Beis HaMikdash. And Makam Shai Rav Midasai, Shamay Rav Tashmishai, the place of Harabayas, which had the largest open area, well, that's most commonly and most used part of it, because that was the most space that was there. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the mention of Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss Harabayas, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.